Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the concept of reaching optimum health and wellness. We all want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life more, and Healthy Alternatives gives you the options that you can use to live a better, healthier life. Every week, I begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can really have an impact on you. And what I want to talk about is the credibility of medical research. Dr. John Linadis is one of the world's leading experts on the credibility of medical research. He and his team of researchers have repeatedly shown that many of the conclusions that biomedical researchers arrive at in their published studies are exaggerated or flat out wrong. Dr. Leonidas says that about 90% of the published medical information relied on by doctors is flawed or incorrect. A review in the British Medical Journal, Clinical Evidence, actually found that only 13% of 2,500 treatments were found to be beneficial, 23% likely to be beneficial. The others were either not or they didn't even know whether they would actually be of benefit to us. The FDA now has access to all clinical trials that are done, whether they're published or not. So the FDA did an analysis on antidepressant drug trials. They found that 38 trials for which the evidence appeared to be favorable, 37 of those were published. Sounds good. However, 36 trials for which evidence did not appear favorable towards antidepressant drugs, 22 were not published at all, and 11 were published in ways that were misleading and conveyed the outcome as though they were favorable. So that means they really published 3 studies that they told the truth. What the research is doing with these favorable studies is overselling drugs that are actually questionable. The problem comes in even further when later on a study has been refuted, and there was a researcher that looked at 3 prominent health studies from the 80s to the 90s, and each one was soundly refuted. He discovered that research continued to cite the original results as correct, and in one case, for at least 12 years after the study was discredited. What that means is relying on the drug companies who sponsor most of this research to be telling us the truth is false. Today we're going to be talking to somebody on the show who will be telling the truth. This is a registered nurse who is a diet junkie and diet failure. She's been dieting on and off since she was 5 years old. At age 40, she was 240 pounds. She did in-depth research. She was finally motivated to look at the physiology of fat loss, and that's what she's going to share with us, because a year after she started her research, she lost 80 pounds, and she competed in a physique competition. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Every week, I like to talk to you about what I call a healthy breakthrough. These are new discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, for your family, or loved ones. This one show, I want to talk about something a little different and something that is a healthy alternative, a breakthrough for the planet. Cows have in their stomach microorganisms that will break down the feed that they're giving into digestible components, but they're also going to produce methane gas. Methane gas gets released in that digestive process out of the bowels. Methane traps 21 times the amount of heat in the environment than carbon dioxide. You know all the concern about carbon dioxide going into the environment? Methane is even worse. As a matter of fact, 80 million metric tons of it is produced annually by livestock, cows and other animals that have three stomachs. These animals are also on a high fiber and poor nutrient diet, and what that does is actually produces more methane. Well, there's a guy named Alexander Hivestov who decided to see, is there something that they could feed the cows that could reduce the methane being produced? And believe it or not, he discovered oregano. What they did is they added about a pound of it to each cow's 55 pounds of daily feed, and they measured, in effect, what came out at both ends of the cow, and they found methane production was reduced by up to 40%. So we're not turning our cows into Italian cows by feeding them oregano, but we are reducing the methane gas. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Connie Huft. She would describe herself as a failure and a diet junkie. Why a failure? Well, she's failed at weight loss for 40 years. Sorry to be saying this, but that's what she told me to say. And she started her first diet when she was 5 years old. At 14, she was diagnosed with insulin resistance. At 40, she was up to 240 pounds. And at that point, she said, I've had enough. And as a former cardiac and emergency room nurse and now a nurse entrepreneur, she started to apply her 20 years of experience in the health field to study about the physiology of fat loss. A year later, she had lost 80 pounds and competed in her first physique competition. And on her website, eliminatefatnow.com, you can see an amazing, amazing difference. She's an author, speaker, and personal health consultant. And Connie, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, hi, Jerry, and hello, everybody listening. Very, very excited to be here today.
Great. Got a question for you. So what was it, that turning point at 40 that you said, I got to do something?
Well, that turning point was such a crucial time for me because I was just about on that precipice of turning 40. And I was looking at, my mom had died the year before. My dad was in very poor health. And as a nurse, I knew at 240 pounds, 5 years, I was looking at diabetes, probably breast cancer after that. And then following that, we're looking into heart disease. And at 40, I felt awful. I was very, very physically active, but I just had no energy. I was depressed. I felt horrible. You know, all the things that go along with carrying 80 extra pounds of weight was just pulling me down. And I'd had enough. I said, I've got to figure this out once and for all. It's not even about fitting into skinny jeans anymore. It's about my health. It's about the latter half of my life. And so I just threw myself into finding out what it is about me, specifically women over 35, that have such a tough time losing weight. So that was really what kicked it off for me.
So what does make it so hard for women to achieve their ideal weight as they get older?
Well, 35 is kind of a magic number. 35 is now that number when you're no longer at your peak for childbearing. All your hormones start to take a complete nosedive. And what I mean by nosedive, I mean your progesterone levels can drop to nearly nothing. Women start to have anovulatory phases. So you might still be having a period, which is pretty normal, but you don't have, you're not producing an egg. So just by not producing one hormone, that throws all of the other hormones in your system completely out of whack. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes along with just being a woman compared to a man that we can talk about later. But that's the big one. And as soon as women start to recognize that they're probably starting to have problems at age 35 and just not attributing little minor things to their actual hormones being out of whack. But those hormones are extremely important for burning fat.
So is one of your things you're saying is that you need to get your hormones back up again?
Definitely. It's beyond huge. You've got to get down to the core metabolic problem that's causing the problems in your system. Because if you've got even one of those hormones out of balance or out of whack, all of the other hormones are affected. They're all very synergistic.
So which hormones do you want to start with then?
Well, we can start with the sex hormones if you'd like.
Okay.
Everybody likes that.
And for people who don't know which one that is testosterone.
Actually, it's all three. It is testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. And what people don't understand is that your libido is an extremely important marker for how you burn fat.
And what's women, the libido? So for listeners who might not know what that term means, Connie?
Your sex drive, you know, just that desire to have sex. And for women over 35, most of them have gotten to that stage where sex can actually be a chore. It's no longer pleasant. It's no longer fun. They no longer desire it. It could actually be painful. And that is a very big marker for what's happening on the inside of your body. Because all three of those hormones, testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone, all work together and burn fat at some level. So even if you have one of those out of whack, that could be decreasing that libido or that sex drive, and it will result in not very good fat loss.
How do you figure out the percentages of which you should be having because of, you know, like some of the research out there, you know, shows some of this could lead to cancer and stuff like that?
Oh, you know, the percentages are huge. What usually happens is the two hormones that take a big nosedive after 35 are testosterone and progesterone. And yes, women, you do produce testosterone. Testosterone is a very important hormone in the woman's body. But what happens then is your estrogen usually goes through the roof. Now, your ovaries and your sex organs aren't producing the regular estrogen. You're getting estrogen from the environment called xenoestrogens, which are very, very bad.
Say that again.
They're called xenoestrogens.
Xeno, okay.
xenoestrogens. I actually call them the Trojan horses of the estrogen environment because they come in, they look like an estrogen from the outside. For all intensive purposes, they look like an estrogen, they act like an estrogen. But when they enter in the body and they enter in through the fat cells, they can attach. Your body has estrogen receptors all throughout your body. And they can attach to any one of those estrogen receptors. But they're a Trojan horse, remember. So they come in, they can attach to the cell, any of those cells, and once they get in, that's when they can wreak their havoc on the DNA of the cell. And this is where we get a lot of the aging process that's happening.
Now, are you talking about taking prescription drugs for this, natural supplements for this? What are you kind of recommending for people to get these levels in balance?
I'm very much a natural person. Your body is a natural, so you need to treat it as a natural. When you start taking synthetics or pharmaceuticals, that's when you really start to mess with the system even more. And as a registered nurse, boy, I tell you, you know, our society is so focused on the pharmaceutical end of things. And we really need to start pulling away from that and getting more towards the natural approach for health. Because your body is natural. We need to start working with those natural rhythms and understand those core metabolic processes in order to heal.
So since estrogen is way high, you're not going to give more estrogen to bring it down. What are you going to wind up doing? Is the progesterone and the testosterone, they actually start bringing it down?
Yeah. The thing is, you can't get testosterone without a prescription.
Okay.
And that's all right, because there are other natural components out there that you can get that will boost your natural testosterone levels. Number one, exercise will automatically boost your testosterone levels.
Uh-huh.
So that's something that women can do anytime, any part of the day to boost your testosterone levels.
Now, is there a particular type of exercise that is better at boosting it, because you've got cardio, you've got weight, you've got interval training, you've got all different approaches. Any notion, any research out there that says which is the best one to increase testosterone levels?
Anyone that builds muscle.
So you're really talking about weights more than
weight
anything?
Weight training, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And women really get scared of weight training because they think they're going to bulk up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you, it's kind of funny because there's no way in God's green earth that we can bulk up. We just absolutely can't. We do not have the testosterone levels available in our bodies to even think about bulking up. I mean, it requires so much protein and so much work for a woman to actually build muscle. She would drop dead just thinking of the work that she'd have to do. So these pictures of those really bulky women bodybuilders, yeah, they're on a $1,200 a week steroid regime. So that's not even a thought.
So they're doing the chemical approach.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say that the diet industry then would be leading people in the wrong direction, because they're not talking about progesterone and testosterone and estrogen the way you are?
No, because all they're doing is focusing on calories, calories in, calories out. And I got to tell you, that nothing makes me more mad than that, because we are not calories in, calories out. There are basic thermogenic laws, which would mean that, yes, you do burn a certain amount of calories per day. But on an average day, if you just think about all the different activity levels that you do, there's no way to be able to measure exactly how much you burn on one day compared to another day. Now, there are ways to figure out what your basal metabolic rate is, but most what the diet companies do is just focus on, well, most women need 1,400 calories a day, and they don't even care what kind of calories that you take in. So if you want to take in 1,400 calories a day of fat-free cookies, well, go for it, because you've got that 1,400 calories that you need to fill up. And
so,
right there, you are putting your body into an optimal fat-storing mode, because you're activating the wrong hormones. you're activating insulin. And we've got to figure out how to lower that insulin response if you want to burn fat.
So
diet
before
does not talk about that.
So before we continue, and before people take a break to go get their cookies, now that you mentioned them, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with Connie Huft, who's talking about, in effect, weight loss in a way that you may not have heard it before. And we'll be back in a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why TNI Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So I'm talking today to Connie Huft. She describes herself as a diet junkie. She's been doing weight loss since she was 5 years old, and at age 40, she was 240 pounds and realized she had had enough. Her background is a cardiac and emergency room nurse, and so she put that information into play to research the physiology of fat loss. She lost 80 pounds in 1 year and competed in her first physique competition. If you go on our website, eliminatefatnow.com, you'll see an amazing, amazing difference. She's an author, speaker, and personal health consultant as well. So, Connie, what I wanted to pick up, you were talking about counting calories and that kind of stuff. So the docs tend to go in that direction. Is there research there now talking more about what you're talking about of going towards raising progesterone, testosterone, lowering estrogen?
It's a huge breakthrough that we're finally starting to see in the diet industry right now. And unfortunately, it's not so much in the diet industry as a lot of your natural doctors are starting to come forward with this information, and they're saying, look, burning fat is a 100% hormonal event, 100%. You absolutely cannot get away with that. And what food does is it will activate certain hormones. Now, you have hormones that are fat storing, and you have hormones that are fat burning. Now, the whole idea of eating correctly is to be able to eat the correct foods to turn on the fat burning hormones and completely block the fat storing hormones. And I go into that extremely in depth. I'm just getting ready to launch a new program called Rejuvenate Your Body, Free Your Life, and it's very specifically geared towards women over 35 who are really struggling or having problems with their weight and are probably thinking they're doing all the right things because the diet industry has perpetrated that. And what they're going to find is that they've actually literally primed their bodies to store fat instead of burn it.
Now, you may not know the answer to this, but do men, in terms of losing weight, have to go in a different direction, or are their fat, are these kinds of hormones in the male body that will help burn fat?
It's the same hormones in a man's body. They just don't have to work so hard. And there's several reasons for that. They produce different levels of certain hormones than women do. And because they produce those different levels, they don't get the cravings. They actually, men don't even have to do aerobics to lose fat. Women have to do aerobics to lose fat. All men have to do is go lift a few weights and they can actually burn fat. Most men don't even have to cut their calories to burn fat. And it's just, it's a sad thing, but, you know, dudes versus dames, it's a completely different hormonal environment because men don't have that monthly cycle to deal with. And so we have a monthly cycle where we have different hormones coming in at different times of the month, and that will dictate how easily we can burn and access our fat stores.
Now, there's a stat out there that only about 5% of dieters actually maintain their ideal weight. What do you do about that? You know, because it's okay, you're talking about losing, but then there's the whole question of maintaining, and 5% is a minuscule figure.
It's really heart-wrenching. I mean, it's heart-wrenching, and believe me, I've been there. I spent almost 40 years doing that. And a lot of it is because we're getting the wrong information, and people go on a diet, and that's just it. They go on a diet. We are literally being brainwashed that if you put in 6 weeks, you'll have a body transformation. And I just ask anybody out there, if you put 6 weeks into your marriage or relationship, how long is it going to last? It's going to last
about
six weeks.
Once every 6 weeks, you say, I love
you.
Anyway, whether they need it or not.
Yeah. So what people need to do is start to literally have an inner shift, a mind shift in their minds that will enable them to start to think of it as how your body responds to food, responds to a certain stimuli, because your body changes all the time. It's constantly adapting to what you're doing. So when you start to look at it from a core mindset of, well, my body is responding a certain way to this, then you need to understand why it's responding a certain way to this. You know, we're precision engineered metabolic machines. We're an amazing, amazing structure. And I actually think it's very audacious for people to come out and say, well, I can make over your body in 12 weeks. Because that's not making over the real person. Your body will respond differently in another 12 weeks. So we have to get to that core. How does your specific body respond to a specific stimulus and to specific foods? And once you begin to decode your own body, that's when the magic happens. Because then you have the tools. You could actually go to the toolbox and tweak and become your own metabolic mechanic and just pop the hood and go, you know what? Things aren't working here right now. So we'll just tweak this a little bit and then see how the body responds. Once you just learn those simple little tools, then you can begin to make huge changes and actually keep the weight that you've lost off forever.
What are some of those simple tools?
Well, I teach that in my course.
So buy the course, but
give us one or two. Just write things down. I mean, if you eat eggs and toast for breakfast, or if you eat your cereal and milk for breakfast, write down how you feel afterwards. Write down how quick it is before you start to notice hunger pains, or not even hunger pains, but emotional wanting to eat something, that emotional eating pattern. So start to write things down and start to write down things about your body that you're noticing. Gee, I feel really jiggly today, like I'm retaining water. I wonder why. You know, and start marking those things down. Because the minute you become a little bit more in tune to your body and really start listening and paying attention to it, that's when you can begin to adjust and recognize that it needs something. Drink more water is another one. That's huge. The body actually utilizes 1 gallon of water a day. You're 70% water. And very few people ingest 1 gallon of water a day. So they're constantly running around in a chronic drought. The body cannot function without water.
One of the examples I give about water is, think of a goldfish in a bowl of water, and then think of a goldfish in a bowl of coffee or Coke.
Oh, perfect.
And you get a really yicky goldfish that'll jump out of the bowl just to try and survive.
That's a perfect example. You know, a third of the people out there are walking around thinking they're hungry, and what they're mistaking that hunger for is actual thirst. And thirst is a late warning system. That's a late mechanism. If you're thirsty, you've gone way too long without ingesting water. So those are just a couple of little things you can do. The other thing is fiber. We don't get enough fiber in our diets. Fiber actually absorbs excess estrogens from the environment and in our system, and it completely flushes it out of the system. Men can do this too, because men are getting very, very estrogen dominant in our society. So just by upping your fiber intake to at least 35 grams a day will improve your odds of not becoming estrogen dominant.
So my guest today has been Connie Huft, and we've been talking about weight loss in a very unique way, and she's got a new system out called Coming Right Out, Rejuvenate Your Body, Free Your Life. You can find out more about it at her website, eliminatefatnow.com. Connie, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
My guest next week will be Kathy Borey. She's going to be talking about Alzheimer's. And when you hear that word, you kind of quake inside, concern, fears. Well, this is a completely different look at Alzheimer's. She's written a book, The Long Hello, The Other Side of Alzheimer's. And it comes from her experience of 7 years having to take care of a mother who had Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And it has the heartbreak, yeah, but it also became an unexpected, fascinating journey for her. She wound up recording her mom's conversations. There's an element in here that's unique. I'm not going to tell you what it is exactly, but it involves ballroom dancing. And she then published her book and launched it at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. It's been a finalist in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's Literary Awards. And in effect, Kathy presents her mother's message of hope and inspiration for all of us. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. And I've got a monthly newsletter I put out. You'll find it there. Or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.